I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get mad. Somebody's about to lose his temper. You tell him
just tell him what's what.
If somebody's about to lose their temper, you tell him
just quit it.
What if you tell him to sit down?
You sit quiet. Down
and be. How about C-A-L-M?
You can't come, but that's quite the same.
How did you say C-A-L-M?
Come.
Would you say it some other way? Did you say something else? If you've been working very hard, you say you are very
tired.
I'm completely...
Give out.
If a person has been quite well and you hear that suddenly they have some disease, you say, last night she...
was quite well, you say.
If a person's been well and you hear all of a sudden that they took some kind of disease, you say, last night she...
She took a bad disease. She took sick.
Okay. But she'll be up again by...
by tomorrow.
Oh. If a person sat in a drought and began to cough last night, he...
began to cough?
Yeah. If you sat in a drought and began to cough, you'd say he... You've done what? What do you...
Type of cold.
Okay. When you get to where you can't talk too plain, you're what?
Horse.
I've got a little...
got a little cold.
I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little bit...
bad.
Or...
sleepy.
At 6 o'clock, I'll... still sleeping. Better go to bed. He's still sleeping. You want him to get up. You say, I better go.
Put him to bed.
If you want him up, you say.
Want him to go get him up.
If the medicine is still by the patient's bedside, you ask, why haven't you blank your medicine?
Why haven't you done
it? If somebody needs to take their medicine in the hand, you say, why haven't you
took your medicine?
If you can't hear anything at all, you say they're
stoned.
If you begin to sweat when he starts, if he began to sweat when he started to work, by the time he finished, you would say he blank a lot in the hot sun.
Worked a lot in the hot sun.
Well, he's sweating.
He's what? In the hot sun? Got hot.
And done what?
Went to sweat.
Look how I.
How wet and sweat you are.
A discharging sore that comes to a head is called a what? When the boil opens, the stuff that drains out is what? If you've got some infection in your hand so that your hand got bigger than it ought to be, you'd say my hand. No, Linda's hand when she come down here with washer things. In a war, if a bullet went through your arm, you'd say you have a
wound.
A kind of skinless.
Bullet wound.
A kind of skinless growth in a wound. That's got to be burned out. It's called what?
It's cancer?
Huh, no. If you've got a sore place, and that
infection.
Stuff... infection. Yeah, it's infection, but what is it? The stuff that's... the flesh in there.
Well, I don't know. It's
proud. Yeah, if you just... if you get just a little scratch in your finger, what do you put on it?
I don't know.
It, you